This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
When Janice Parker took over her father's printing business, it wasn't the dream career she had envisioned for herself. But when called upon to lead and grow the family business, that's exactly what she did. Now that commitment to business success is what's led to Parker Pad Printing celebrating its 80th year in business. Parker invited Canoe FM to visit the Haliburton location of Parker Pad Printing recently to talk about her business's history, track record, and being one of few women in the field. Parker Pad Printing was started by Frank Parker Sr., Janice's grandfather. He focused on producing pads of paper for various firms, and thus the business became known for it. When Frank Sr. passed, his son, the late Frank Parker Jr., took over the reins for 4 decades until his daughter Janice assumed leadership following her father's death. For 8 decades, Parker Pad Printing has been led by 3 generations of the family. But as Parker herself easily admits, it wasn't the career she had planned for.
So my grandfather started the company. I don't have any memories of my grandfather. He ran the company for 60 years. My dad ran the company for 40 years, 16 years, 40, and I'm on 24. I think I'm the 24th year. That's how it goes. My grandfather started the business in his basement. He printed pads, which is where the Parker pad and printing comes from. Now pad refers to, can you do pad printing on pieces of metal or stuff? That's what people think about pad printing. They don't think of paper pads anymore. But that's where pad came, because he did pads for the dry cleaners in Toronto and for the police force. He moved to Dome Avenue in East York, and then they moved to Scarborough, and then our head office is in Markham now.
Parker took over the business after her dad died. Over time, she moved up to Haliburton and chose to expand the company with a location in town. She noticed an immediate difference in running the business here.
Years and years ago, when I dabbled at politics in Haliburton, I was a counselor. A lady that owned the local print shop, her name was Wendy Gunning, decided she wanted to sell. So I thought, well, why don't I just buy it? I'd know more about what it was like from a business perspective to own a business in Haliburton. In Haliburton, there's way more community involvement. There's way more good charity asks. Lots and lots of people we can help. In Markham, there's not that, hands-on that the people. Our biggest clients are corporate. And they're fabulous and they keep us in busy, but here we get to know a lot of the people we're doing work.
Recently, Parker Pad Printing celebrated an impressive business milestone, reporting $20 million in sales. It's the Markham headquarters that earns the lion's share of profits with corporate clients, while the Haliburton site does a modest but respectable business locally.
Still great, and it feeds work. So perhaps we don't produce the work here, but the county prints a lot of its documents here. The Arts Council does, theater does. So there is some fairly lovely large print runs out of here.
Parker graduated from York University with a teaching degree, hoping to pursue a career in outdoor education. But fate had other plans. While she admits the printing business isn't what she would have chosen, it's allowed her to continue her family's legacy while enjoying a life of travel, photography, and owning and flying her own float plane. Over the years, Parker has become known for her business acumen, seeing what the future holds before others, and pivoting to stay profitable. She readily admits the printing business is a man's world, but she's carved out her own niche by holding fast to her principles and staying focused. She is one of few female printing company owners in Canada, and still follows her father's 2 business rules. 1, the customer is always right. And bigger isn't necessarily better. But as a determined and driven businesswoman, Parker hasn't exactly followed the 2nd rule.
I love the friendships I've made through the business, but I don't love the actual business. When I bought the company from Dad, he was doing $3 million a year. I brought my sales in, so that took us up to $8 million. As far as the people in Haliburton, I think that I really am happy that I bought the print company here, and I've gotten to know a whole bunch of other people.
As to the future of Parker Pad Printing, at 71 years old, Parker is ready to hand over the business to someone else. She says she's grateful for the success of the business and the life it has given her here in Haliburton. As a token of her appreciation for the years in business, to mark the 80th anniversary of Parker Pad Printing, the company recently donated $80,000 to a variety of charitable organizations. Recipients included Halliburton Highlands Health Services, CIBC Children's Foundation, RBC Foundation, Heart for Africa, Covenant House, McDermott House Canada, the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and MasterCard Canada's Foundation's ELEV program.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.